This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're well and truly in summer now, apparently, because even though you wouldn't think so with the weather that we had yesterday, but it made me think about those winter things that we put away, like the jumpers and the coats and the scarves. And we always think, that's good, packed away for another 6 months, hopefully 6 months. Although with Melbourne, you never know. It could be winter today, summer tomorrow. But while we're enjoying the warmer weather, some quiet science is already unfolding in our cupboards. And you can decide whether those winter favourites survive until next year. Joining us is Nisa Salim, Director of the Swinburne CSIRO, National Test Label Compositive Additive Manufacturing at Swinburne University of Melbourne. Nisa, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be joining you.
When we pack away our natural fibre clothes like wool and silk, what's actually happening to them over time?
Okay, so yeah, when we talk about wool and silk, especially, you know, considering the cost related to that, what happens is, you know, all these comes under natural fabrics, and these fabrics predominantly, you know, made up of proteins. And we know that, you know, proteins is a, you know, a nutritional thing. So that's why it can get attracted to clothes larvae or clothes moths. There are a number of
Wool and silk, while they feel really lovely, soft and luxurious, they're made from, as you said, those natural proteins. And is that what makes them more vulnerable when we put them away?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. Because, you know, the protein that, you know, that can mainly, you know, that attracts cloth moths, because, you know, most of the time, you know, these protein, it may have, you know, the residues, like, you know, comes from sweat or oils or food traces. So it actually attracts clothes moths.
Okay. So it's not just what the proteins are, but also I suppose it's the care you take before you put the winter clothes away that you need to think about too.
Absolutely, yeah. We need to make sure that, you know, the clothes are absolutely dry. There is no sweat or oils contamination into it. When I talk about, you know, I'm talking about like a very micro level, because even a trace amount of sweat or oil drops can attract these clothes molds. On the top of that, you know, the sweat, that is ideally, that's moisture. So the moisture can trigger other chemical reactions into it that eventually can lead to yellowing or you know, it can lose the luster of the fabric.
So if you want to avoid anything happening to your clothes that you don't want to happen, like obviously, as you mentioned, moths eating away at them or the yellowing, what is your advice? Because I know we're always aware of cost of living. We spend a lot of money on our clothes and we want it to last for a little while longer than just one season. What do you suggest people do? Obviously, moisture is one thing. You want to minimize moisture, so you want to make sure they're completely dry. Would you suggest giving them, obviously, taking care of them, maybe cleaning them, washing them, letting them completely dry and then putting them away? Would that be the best advice to look after them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, you know, before we aiming for storing such fabrics, we need to actually make sure that, you know, we are washing those garments. Maybe you say, you know, using a gentle detergent, mainly for wool and silk, to avoid, you know, any damaging of the fabrics or the fibers. Of course, that is the first thing we should be aiming for. And we need to make sure that those garments are completely dry before storage to prevent mold or any further, you know, the chemical actions happening to those fabrics.
Now, I posed the question at the beginning of our conversation about has anyone ever opened the cupboard to find moth holes or damaged winter clothes? And I got quite a few SMS responses. One of them is from Tom from Carlton. Opened my cupboard and found holes in my favourite jumper last winter. Lesson learned. This one from Alex, which is something I want to actually ask you about, Nisa, is lavender. I've got lavender everywhere and I'm hoping for the best. And also this really interesting message. I didn't realize this too, but Chris here says, my grandma swears by cloves. That's obviously cloves in a little bag and putting it in among all my clothes. Now, when it comes to looking at things like lavender or cedar, how effective are those natural deterrents and what else should people know?
Of course, you know, the lavender or the, you know, the natural any desiccants, you know, those are really good, but those are for, you know, it won't give a permanent solution for, you know, avoiding these cloth molds. But other than that, I would say, you know, we can aim for, you know, keeping those clothes or wash clothes in a, what we say, a cotton covers. That is a, you know, the excellent source because cotton, when we say those are made up of, you know, the cellulose and nothing can attack, you know, this cellulose fabrics. So keeping those in a, you know, that storage bags is a good option. So I would say like, you know, the, before we keeping it those in a containers or anything, we need to make sure that those are, you know, the perfectly, you know, vacuum cleaned. And we also need to make sure that, you know, wherever we keep it, we need to make sure that there is no trace of food or moisture sources. And obviously, you know, this silk or wool, they are very prone to UV light. So it's best to, you know, to select an environment that is, you know, there is no direct access for, you know, UV light. Because that can trigger other, you know, the other oxidation reactions that eventually cause yellowing or, you know, that can affect the, you know, the luster of the, you know, the fabrics. So choose a dark environment. Okay. The things I can think of.
Okay. We're chatting with Nisa Salim from Swinburne University of Technology about what happens to our winter clothes when they're packed away for summer and how to protect them. Nisa, that's really interesting because I got a message also. Someone said to me, airtight bags made everything smell damp. So obviously, Jamie, who sent this message, maybe what you should do is ensure that the clothes are fully dry before you put them in any container, whether it's airtight bag or not. And as you said, make sure they're out, away from any elements that will deteriorate potentially the container itself, such as sunlight, that could potentially change, alter the chemical composition of whatever's going on in that bag that's been stored away.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I was going to sort of say, finally, caring for clothes isn't just about saving money. How does better garment care help reduce textile waste and environmental impact?
Ideally, you know, we prefer to use natural fibers like you know the wool, silk, or you know the cellulose. But when I talk about other options like synthetic fibers, of course, you know there won't be direct damage to, you know, to these the cloth lava or moths or anything in it. But the problem is, you know, we will be facing other issues like, you know, the micro plastic pollution and all. So my preference is more towards, you know, naturally using natural fabrics. But there are, you know, the little, you know, the small, you know, the adjustments if we make, those are, you know, the best choice for us. Like, you know, the... as I mentioned earlier, like, you know, the proper, you know, the storing options, washing options, if we can make sure that, you know, there is no trace amount of, you know, sweat or you know, there is no way we can find a, you know, the food, you know, the sources into it, then it's a long-term, you know, we can use them.
Yeah. So I think the clear message I'm getting here is obviously making sure that whatever you store away for long term, it is really clean, it's dry, and you put it in a place where it's going to be out of direct sunlight, it isn't damp, and hopefully it is in an airtight container as much as it can be. So that would protect the longevity of those natural fibers that somehow moths are drawn to.
Absolutely, yeah. So you well articulated, yeah. If I would say that, you know, the washing before, yeah, then limit, you know, the direct access to the, you know, the sunlight, use the breathable storage materials like, you know, the cotton.
Yeah.
Those are the, you know, the few things if we care, then all good to go.
All right, Nisa, I appreciate it. I mean, the question came up to me about clothes and storage is because with Melbourne, the weather being so unpredictable, that you put things away and then you take them out. And when you do take them out, you go, oh, gosh, what's going on here? And it surprised me because I had someone who sort of mentioned, oh, what's happening here with sort of this little moth hole appeared, and I thought I stored them away. And he made me think, well, maybe there's a way to do it. And there's some science that you need to be aware of that goes on if you don't take care of your clothes. So I really appreciate you joining us on Joy Drive to help demystify the process for us, Nisa.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to, you know, to talk about this.
That was Nisa Salim, Director of the Swinburne CSIRO National Test Lab for Composite Additive Manufacturing at Swinburne University of Technology.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.